morning, Kansas City. It is the Rockin' and Tricia Show. Whiny Wednesday.
Your chance to whine about first world problems, things that you would normally feel super guilty whining about. But today, we'll let you get away with it. I can start things off.
Okay.
I want to whine that Rocket doesn't understand women. We're watching the news in the background. They're talking about menopause. Rocket goes, does every woman get it?
I don't know,
how
Tricia.
How do you stop it?
Well, I'm reading it, and I see all these things that women go through, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It gave me a panic
attack.
Welcome
to the world of being a woman.
I'm not a woman.
I know.
I'm just messed up. I'm going to whine that, you know, last Whining Wednesday, we had a studio audience. We had a bartender. Today, there's no food.
Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, we take over 50 people to Mexico. I feel like now they need to come into our studio every day because they're our friends.
Our phone number is 816-576-7093, pound 93. What do you want to whine about? We'll take a call.
Let's go to Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. I did something really silly yesterday.
Uh-oh.
On my way home from work, and I wasn't paying attention, and I forgot to get gas.
Are you stuck on the side of the highway?
And still wasn't paying attention, and I got up this morning running late for work as it is and got in my car and ran out of gas in my driveway.
Oh. Okay, at least you're in your driveway, girl. I thought you were going to say, and I'm just calling because I need someone to come pick me up.
So my whine is I had to stand outside in the cold in a dress and get the gas can out that my smart husband keeps in the garage.
That's, at least he keeps one.
I've never heard of anybody being so empty that they actually just died in the driveway. You're lucky you even made it home last night.
Well, see, and my husband keeps a gas can in there because it's not the first time.
Because he knows
it's
you.
Not the first time.
He knows you.
It's not the first time.
You're cute. Have a good day.
I have a feeling it won't be the last either, Rocket.
No,
let's go to Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Hey.
What do you want to whine about?
I want to whine about we were going to go snowboarding this morning, and they don't open up until noon. But by the time noon rolls around, it's going to be like 45 degrees out here.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a horrible problem to have.
Well, Teresa, didn't you drive all the way out there one year and it was closed?
I had my dad come from Oklahoma, Craig, and we drove all the way up to Snow Creek only to see that, oh, it's already closed for the season. Probably should have checked
one
out.
Thank you, Craig.
Whoops. Let's go to Kristen.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi. What do you want to whine about?
Well, I'm pregnant, and first of all, that's enough to whine about. Thanks. but I hate cooking, and I decided I was going to make dinner for my husband the other night. So I made cheeseburgers with bacon on top, all the toppings. It was great. And he comes home, and we have no condiments for the burgers.
Oh, no. Was it his job to go to the store?
Maybe. Maybe it should have been.
I feel like he should just know better.
Right. And I'm pregnant, so it made me cry. But,
Oh, no. When you're pregnant, it makes you cry.
Mix 93.3.